Hello, you're very welcome to East Kennet PCN podcast. My name is Alice Cassidy and I'm a health and wellbeing coach. And part of my job is to help people to make goals and be successful in achieving them. It sounds easier said than done, unfortunately. Setting goals is not difficult, but it does have a step-by-step process that if you follow should be pretty foolproof. So today I'm going to talk you through those steps. And if you can have in mind yourself a goal that you would like to achieve or a behaviour that you would like to change, then that would be even better. Okay, you don't necessarily have to, but if you have something in mind, that's great. First and foremost, when we think about that goal, I want you to really try and figure out why. Why do you want to change that behaviour? Why do you want to take action to achieve, you know, change in a certain aspect of your life? So dig deep, figure out your why, and write it down. Pen and paper, write it down, or make a note in your phone. And I want you to save that and make it, you know, keep it safe. So an example of why would be, we'll go quite general. So let's say you want to lose weight. Okay, it's quite a common one. You want to lose weight. How do we make that specific? How do we understand the why involved here? So why do you want to lose weight? Well, you need to look at the future. What is going to be different? Why will life improve? Why will life change? Why would you continue to, you know, strive for a weight loss unless you can understand how life will be different for you? So understanding your why is really integral to goal setting. When we look at the first step, because the why is really at the outset, it's not really a step. It needs to be broken down. It needs to be, you know, catalogued, and you can revert back to it for times of, you know, low motivation or lacking in energy. But we look at our first step in goal setting, and that is defining it. Clearly define what the goal is. So if you want to, for example, lose weight, putting a number on it, putting a time frame on it, makes it more achievable. For example, I will lose 7 pounds by the end of March. Okay, so that is a really specific goal. Again, come back to your why. Why do you want to lose that weight? I will be healthier. I will reduce my risks of certain illnesses. I will fit into my clothes more comfortably. I will have more confidence. Okay. So the why is driving that first step in being specific. So once you have that goal specified, the next step is to think about what you need to do in order to achieve that goal. A plan of action. And this plan of action requires you to be, you know, stating how you will measure it, measure the progress in achieving that goal. So, for example, with weight loss, how are you going to measure that goal? It could be using, you know, the scales, weighing yourself once a week or once a fortnight or even once a month. It could be how you feel in your clothes. It could be your energy levels or your sleep, that there's changes there. So these are measures of progress. Okay, so the second step is measuring the progress in achieving your goals by following that plan of action. All right. The third step in goal setting is having a think, you know, is it achievable? Am I setting a goal that I can really achieve in the time frame that I expect to? Is 7 pounds achievable in a week? Absolutely not. Is 7 pounds achievable in three months? Absolutely. Okay, so you need to make sure that your goal is achievable. Be realistic in your expectations, which ties in with the step three, being achievable. Step four is being realistic. And finally, step five, doing it in a time frame that works for you. Okay, you ideally might like to lose a certain amount of weight within 3 months, but if you're going on holidays, if you're travelling for work, you know, for week on, week off throughout that period, it will make it quite tricky. So allow yourself enough time in order to be able to achieve the goal that you set. So when you look at your goal, you see it in black and white, whatever it is relating to you, being specific. Okay, specific with that goal, writing down your why. Unless you understand your why and you touch base with it very regularly, you will not achieve your goal. Okay, creating that mental image, how you will look, how you will feel, what those blood test results will come back as compared to previous, if you're looking at changing dietary choices and exercise choices, if you're looking at suppleness and shortness of breath that you're experiencing, that's, you know, understanding the why in making those changes, because you will be able to go up and down the stairs much more freely. You'll be able to kneel down on the floor and play with your grandkids without problem. So always go back to your why. So a few other pointers when it comes to goal setting that are quite important to remember. Focus on one goal at a time. Don't get carried away and focus on, or try to, it's very difficult to try to focus on more than one. You can, if you're feeling ambitious, focus on two. I think any more than that, though, is quite tricky unless they're goals that can be achieved in a shorter time frame. You can stack your goals. Stacking goals is another actually term for it, is called habit stacking. So, for example, tagging a goal such as flossing your teeth after you do, you know, after you brush your teeth. So if you don't floss your teeth and it's something that you want to get into, you simply leave the TPs or the floss beside your toothpaste and you stack it on, or you pack it on to that habit of brushing your teeth. Another example of habit stacking is going to bed, turning off the light. At the same time, you can put your phone on silent or do not disturb, and leave it outside your bedroom door so you're not tempted to look at it throughout the night. So that's another idea for stacking habits. It makes it more achievable. Sometimes we set the right goals inside the wrong system, or having it in the wrong environment, making it hard to be consistent with your progress. So for example, if you are setting a goal to walk 4 days a week, wonderful. If it's raining and you don't have the right gear, the rain coat, the waterproof trainers or good quality trainers, then you're less inclined to be, you know, successful with achieving that goal. Set yourself up for success at the outset. Okay. Whether or not you achieve your goals in the long term, you know, has a lot to do with the types of influences that surround you. Okay, so making sure that you have your partner, your children, your family on board, that they understand what you're doing, that they understand your why, and ultimately you need to have their support to allow you to achieve your goals in an easier manner. Finally, before I wrap up, start with a version that's so easy for you to achieve, that's so easy for you to do, that it's impossible to say no. It would be impossible for you to deny yourself in doing that goal. So start really small and increase that habit every day or every week in a small way. You want to be 1% better every week. And that's all that you need to do. If you start overthinking it, if you start, you know, adding in the barriers and, you know, the struggles before you even get out of the starting blocks, then you don't have the right goal. So the best of luck with your goal setting. The acronym that I used and the system that I used in this particular podcast is called the SMART goal setting. The goals being S, specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and in a time frame that is suitable and works for you. And you will see the podcast notes, a link to this particular goal setting strategy. And I wish you all the very best.